Well, I can tell you, Pádraig is all over here and this defeat again for Donegal for the third time. 4 points between the sides in the end. 2 goals and 14 points. Or 2 goals and 13 points. That's 19 to Wicklow. 15 points to Donegal. And certainly Donegal died with their boots on here this afternoon because started without their ace marksman. Deck and Coulter, top scorer in the league so far and right throughout the championship campaign last year. But Lee Henderson came in and he turned in a big performance. 10 points in all he scored out of Donegal's 15. Danny Cullen, Kieran Matheson were also on the score sheet as well as Sean McVay and Dylan Duffy for Donegal. Donegal led by 3 points at half time, having come from behind. They got off to a good start and led 4-1 after 15 minutes. But then Wicklow finally found their bearings and they led coming up to the close of the first half. But 3 late points from Lee Henderson, Matheson and Danny Cullen, and the Donegal led by 3 points at half time. They played with the breeze and 3 points was hardly enough. They scored a point nearly in the second half to Sean McVay, but Wicklow responded with the game's first goal shortly afterwards. And well, they reduced the margin to 1 and really they took off from there and they had hit a golden patch again as they did in the first half with 3 quick points and a second goal from Donald Staunton on 15 minutes to lead 2-8 to 11 points with just over 20 minutes to go. But Donegal refused to surrender. Dylan Duffy and Lee Henderson added points later on and Donegal attacked right to the end and had a couple of close-in frees and a couple of chances for goals, but were snuffed out by the Wicklow defence in the end. A good performance from Donegal, certainly hard luck story once again. Depleted side this afternoon. Conor Parks didn't start either for Donegal, though he did come on, and Mickey McCann made a number of other changes, but disappointment in the end. 2-13 to Wicklow, 15 points to Donegal.